Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir, Wilaya, Jordan. Friday, the 20th of Shaban, 1442 after Hijri, corresponding to the 2nd of April 2021, current era. Press release. Obituary of a Dawah carrier from the first generation, Sheikh Yasin Yusuf Zaloom, Abu Amar.
من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا.
Among the believers are men who have remained true to the covenant they made with Allah. Among those, some of them have fulfilled their vow, and others await the appointed time. They have not changed in the least. Surah Al-Azab, ayat number 23. Translated. In submission to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and content with his qada, Hizb ut-Tahrir Wilaya of Jordan mourns to the Islamic Ummah generally, and to the Emir of Hizb ut-Tahrir, the eminent scholar Atta bin Khalil Abu al-Rashta, and to the Shabab of Hizb ut-Tahrir specifically, the member of Hizb ut-Tahrir, the maven Dawah carrier and unrivaled politician Sheikh Yasin Yusuf Zaloom, Abu Amar, one of the first generation members of Hizb ut-Tahrir, and the brother of the second Emir of Hizb ut-Tahrir, Sheikh Abdul Kadim Zaloom, Rahimullah, who passed away today, Friday the 20th of Shaban, 1442, after Hijri, corresponding to the 2nd of April, 2021, in the city of Amman in Jordan, after a lifetime in which he spent in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and working with Hizb ut-Tahrir to resume the Islamic way of life by establishing the second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, state on the method of prophethood. Abu Amar, Rahimullah, was a noble trunk of a blessed tree. He was an active member of Hizb ut-Tahrir since its beginnings, as he is the son of Hafiz of the Book of Allah, Sheikh Yusuf Zaloom, and the brother of the second Emir of Hizb ut-Tahrir, Sheikh Abdul Kadim Zaloom. And he, Rahimullah, was seriously and diligently working for the resumption of the Islamic way of life by establishing the Khilafah Rashida state. He passed away before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed him to witness the dawn of the Khilafah, to pledge allegiance to the Khalifa of Muslims and obtain the goodness and reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what comforts us is that he died while being committed to Islam, devoted to carrying its call until the day of his death. He, Rahimullah, was loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to resume Islam's aqidah and system to life, and he was truthful with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in following his footsteps in the establishment of the Khilafah on the method of the prophethood. Thus he was truly and only Allah knows best of those who
صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا.
Have remained true to the covenant they made with Allah. Among those, some of them have fulfilled their vow, and others await the appointed time. They have not changed in the least. Surah Al-Azab, ayat number 23. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have wide mercy on you, Abu Amar, and raise you with the prophets, the truthful, the martyrs, and the righteous. And these are the best of those to be in the company of. We ask Allah to reward him on our behalf and on the behalf of Muslims with the best of reward, and to shower us with patience and increase our reward. Wallahawla wala quwata illa billah. May Allah have mercy upon you, Abu Amar. We are saddened by your departure, but we do not say except that which Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, has commanded us.
الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون.
Who say, when afflicted with calamity, to Allah we belong and to Him is our return. Surah Al-Baqarah, ayat number 156. So, إنا لله وإنا إلهي راجعون. To Allah we belong and to Him is our return. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilayah, Jordan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.